heavy thunderstorms in the area.
You mean this area of the Viet Cong had taken it where we're going to clean out?
Oh, no, sir. I mean in North Vietnam.
I thought we canceled them so that they could divert to the other area.
Well, the armed reconnaissance flights were canceled to divert.
Yeah. But well, I don't know what happened. What are the results?
The strikes, as I say, against the targets in North Vietnam.
I'm talking about the ones that you diverted in order we could take care of this fight. What's happened to it?
Well, let's see. The 52nd Ranger Battalion, which had recaptured the district headquarters in Dong Hai, received harassing fire from the Viet Cong force until 6:30 p.m. yesterday. However, there's been no Viet Cong contact since that time.
They took the city back, though, our forces did.
They took the, that's right,
we weren't part of it, you know, when you reported last night.
That's right, sir.
And we were waiting until night to try to take it over. Now, what happened?
Let me read out here. At 10:30, the 7th Airborne Battalion was helo lifted to the northern edge of the Dong Hoi and began moving through the area where a Vietnamese battalion had been destroyed the night before. But no contact had been made with the Viet Cong. And, let's see, they found two of the missing CBs that we reported as being missing in action. Two U.S. CBs, one officer and one enlisted man, were reported having been recovered. Both wounded, but were evacuated and are now in good shape. This clearing and collection still continues in that area, sir. However, they haven't actually had much meeting with the Viet Cong. Apparently, they've again melted off into the bushes. So that I would say that even though they haven't joined up, the two forces haven't joined up, that the town would be fairly well cleared now of Viet Cong, the entire area. But this action is still continuing. They're still trying to join up the two forces, one on each side.
Okay, it's all right for that.